WNST, Towson, Baltimore. At Baltimore Positive, we're positively taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I was away last week. I haven't had like a proper crab cake in like 2 weeks. I was down at Fadley's a couple weeks ago. Wearing my Pappas shirt today. We're going to be down in Glen Burnie with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman at Pappas, putting that date together in July. The next Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery is on Thursday. We'll be at Spirits West on Wilkins Avenue. That's the southwest side of town. I will have my Mount St. Joe Gale, Chris Pica, with me. We're going to talk a little sports, little city, little Orioles. Also going to be joined by Chad Wiesling, local NFL agent, who was just such a great guest. He's been a longtime friend of mine. I've never been able to convince him that he's good at this. He's going to come out and have a crab cake with me on Thursday. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation. I'll have the floppy hat, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, and 0% financing for 2 years with our friends at Window Nation. So new crab cake for me. Have you, Bill Cole, have you had these Spirits West crab
yes.
cake?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. See, I'm not from the west side of town, so I don't know. Like, I had Kippy shrimp salad because Ray Bachman was
sure.
over there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
I know St. Agnes, and I know, like, where Babe Ruth played and did all of that. But, like, the St. Joe thing, I've never met a St. Joe guy I didn't like, right? So I've had Rafael Alvarez, St. Joe guy, the Moeller family, all St. Joe people before they were Catonsville people, and Chris Pica, Jim Schwartz is a Mount St. Joe guy.
Right.
So the Mount St. Joe people all, you know, rave up on that part of the world and their life experience and all that. So I'm going to go have a little piece of that at Spirits West. How about that?
My historical data here could be a little, I could be a block off, but I'm pretty sure Spirit West sits at the end of the longest contiguous block of row homes in America. Pretty sure. If it's not,
I'm glad you gave me that, because I'm going to bring
that
up with Rick Kehoe when I'm over there on Thursday and see if he has any of that trivia, because it seems like he would.
Yeah, if it's not that block, then they're like a block down, right? Then they're like not
only
not
a guy
at the
that's
end
been
of
in a
that
roofing
block.
business with his family for 105 years would, you know such randomly weird Southwest Baltimore
Yeah,
trivia
well,
that I don't even know. I'm going to call Jacques Kelly. As long as Jacques is around, I always if I have Jacques in my phone, my former colleague and beautiful man, then I at least have a resource. And if not him, Dave Etlin, Rodericks, you know, I mean, there's still people that know things.
So that part of Washington Boulevard and
ooh, you called it Washington.
And Monroe and all, you know, I mean, like, we're pretty close. Our office is, you know, maybe 10 minutes from there. So we've
you've had a few liquid meetings. It's Spirits West.
No, I
no.
mean, look, it is very much a part of the city where many people would be completely uncomfortable parking their car and getting out. Like, it just doesn't feel good, right? It just doesn't present well. It's a relatively scary place. And I would say, look, that is a tough spot there. I mean, there's a lot of poverty and a lot of people, a lot of drugs. You know, it's tough. That's a portion of the city that we have consistently tried to help, and you know, there just is nothing. There's nothing there.
I threw a
you
note
know,
to
it's,
Councilman
it's
Bullock, and I hope to have him back on the program at some point if he doesn't join me on Thursday. But, you know, part of doing the tour is going around and talking about things that are changing, things that are getting better, hoping that things are getting better. The Westmore rolled out the red line this week. I mean, we're seeing a different kind of government, a different kind of leadership in the early going. I haven't spent time with Wes. I saw him at the Preakness. He's going to join me for a crab cake in August. And by then, I guess we'll have a lot more to talk about. But man, the effects of COVID, Bill, I still go around and I travel significantly more, you know, more than a lot of people, but less than I used to. And, you know, I was in New York recently, different places. I see this bounce back happening, right? I mean, I was in Canada twice last year. I've been in the islands. I've been in probably 10 states this year. Just seeing how municipalities are putting things back together, where this federal money may or may not be going, how it affects change in positive ways in regard to transportation, drugs, jobs. You know, I mean, it feels to me when I move about that the world's changed dramatically in that I think a lot of people are working their hustle and they're working the gig economy, but you don't see them out. And the places people used to get lunch and places people used to gather at lunchtime to smoke, to have a liquid lunch, to go down the street and join a friend, meet me for lunch. Let's have lunch together. I had lunch with somebody at the Center Club a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, nobody invites me to lunch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go to lunch anymore because they don't have lunch and they're not working their office and they're not where
Right.
they used to be. They're
Right.
like in their basement in their pajamas working, doing whatever their work is. But your job's not like that at Cole Roofing. But I think when I drive around cities, not Baltimore, but just in places where there used to be people got in their car and went to work. My wife's an example of that. Yeah, my wife has to get in the car and go to work once a month, and it's weird. She puts on
Yeah.
makeup and like stuff and like it's and she used to do that every day for 30 years.
I really hate the word, new normal or whatever. Like, I hate that term. It's just
But it's a
overused.
part of our life that COVID changed that. You and I were broadcasting throughout all of that,
Well,
right?
I'm not, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that this wasn't like a, this was like a hard reset, right? I mean, it was so
But 20-year-olds
significant.
don't see it that way. Only 50-year-olds or older who've been through this now are like, that shit wasn't normal. Nothing was
Right.
normal.
Well,
Like, you know
right.
what I mean? Like,
Right.
and anything that happens after that is an unintended consequence of it just not being normal.
Well, and I don't know. I guess where I was going with that is I'm not sure that we'll ever find a new rhythm. Like, there was a general rhythm to life, I mean, it had evolved over, call it 70 years or whatever, coming out of World War II, and just
But I think the
like
rhythm of social media and the rhythm of this, doing what we're doing, FaceTiming,
Yeah.
Zooming, like the
Yeah.
rhythm of that changed dramatically at the time when COVID came along. If COVID came in 2002, it would have been a different kind of plague than it was in
Totally
2020.
agree. Totally agree. Well, I guess what I was trying, what I'm saying is we developed this rhythm of get up, go to work, come home, like it was
Fred
very, yeah, it was very
Flintstone.
normal. And then we've had these changes, social media, video teleconference, whatever, but none of them really significantly altered the rhythm of life. They were just bolt-ons to life. Then COVID happens and it's like the hard reset. So as people are rebuilding their lives, like now those things are ubiquitous. They're like in the DNA of your life, the social media or the video teleconference, work from home, this hybrid, that, like now it's you have a choice because there wasn't this old rhythm that you just went back to. Now it's no, well, do you do that? Or I mean, your company's telling you could choose to stay remote or hybrid or and look, that stuff's all still screwy. I talked to somebody yesterday who's like, yeah, they make me go in twice a week. The only weird part is we're on a rotation, so there's no one there when I go in 2 days a week because it's only, four or five of us, and then the other five are at home and blah, blah, blah. So that doesn't make any sense. What are you accomplishing by that? And look, we've been fortunate enough where we keep adding people and I'm running out of seats. So for as much as we kind of dug our heels in and said, all right, everybody come back. Like we love you. We want to be around you. We believe our creativity and our problem solving is better when we're all together. Now I'm like, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe hybrid is something that we really need to consider. Now that we've went full circle, right? So everybody go
Well, things
home,
got done with all of us
everybody
in our
come back.
pajamas in the kitchen table. You know,
Did
things
it,
did
did
get,
it, did it.
well, things got done.
My concern has been since the beginning, when you're in a pandemic and everything else is shut down, there are very little distractions when you're at home working. When you're at home working and the world is an open, thriving place,
And it's 72 degrees today.
there's an awful lot of distraction. Look, I mean, I'm just, trying to be a
Cannabis is legal in
realist.
10 days and you can work from home.
I'm just trying to be a realist,
So am I.
and I want people to be successful, right? I don't want to set them up for failure, right? So, and you
Well,
got
there
to
is
know.
something about a functioning society that can't be done the way we saw it on the Jetsons. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is a point where it is nice to get out with people. It is nice to go to happy hours and events and awards this and ball games and concerts. And yeah, I'm going to see The Cure on Sunday night. I'm elated, you know? So like, I'm getting out. And even if it rains, I'm committed that I'm going to wear a poncho and smile about it and be mopey and melancholy just the way Robert Smith wants me to be, you know?
Right.
I would just say that there has been this shift in the way all of us think. And I mean it from a literal, do I want to hug that person, kiss that person, breathe on that person, elbow bump that person, shake that person's hand? Are they 6 feet away? Oh my God, that lady's wearing a mask. I mean, I flew in an airplane last week. You know, 20% of the plane was wearing a mask and they were more older folks and whatever. But like, we've changed everything to some degree. And I guess that I want to talk sports with you just for a minute, because the thing that I've talked about, and you and I talking about Baltimore Positive, is the Orioles and the summer and changing habits. And I had Rick Vaughn on this week. I've had great conversations on the air this week. Rick Vaughn was the longtime PR guy for the Orioles. He did the Memorial Stadium send off in 91. That was his vision to do the Field of Dreams and do all that stuff. He ran the Tampa Rays for 20 years. He runs Joe Maddon's foundation now after working with him with the Rays and the Cubs and like all that. And he's down in Tampa.
I thought he was Wild Thing, the closer.
That's the other Rick Vaughn. Riggy, send him the heater. Right. Send him the heater. So anyway,
still trying to get that haircut. I can't get that Ricky Vaughn haircut in the back. You know, you remember that?
I just can't get Charlie Sheen out of my mind and Ginger Lynn. But neither way. So Rick Vaughn comes on the show this week, and I gave him a hard time because back in 1992, when I had hair this long, right, I went into Rick Vaughn with hair down, you know, it was just like this, and I'm 23 years old. And he knew me well. I mean, I worked at the paper, you know. I wasn't a stranger. My last name was Aparicio, so I was welcome to be around. But he said to me, hey, man, I'm going to give you a pass and, you know, we'll see how it goes with your little radio show, you and Kenny Albert with the Sports Forum on AM 1230 WITH. And keep in mind, this is Camden Yards' opening. You know what I mean? He's got a press box there. Everybody wants in. Everybody wanted to be there. I'm starting a radio show on an AM radio station. And his penalty to me was, look, I'm going to give you a pass. You come down here, do your job, do what you need to do. I know you're going to be wacky, nasty Nestor on the radio where Sig's kids named you and all that. He said, but you're getting a B-list parking pass. You're going to park. It was over here. You're going to park past the viaduct. And when you earn your stripes, we'll get you an A-lot pass. And I was pissed. I was like, come on, Rick. I said, I'm here every day, you know? So, but nonetheless, and I gave him ish about it for 2 years. And in 1994, you know, after the All-Star game, because I think a lot of it had to do with A-list,
sure,
All-Star game,
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
Angelos buys the team. Rick's there 1 minute. I get an A-list parking pass. I had an A-list parking pass, I guess, until they threw me out 12 years later. I haven't had anything in 17. It'd be 18 years. Free the Birds coming up. Every time I see Rob Long on the Masson broadcast, I think of him wearing the Free the Bird shirt in front of the warehouse in the picture in the Baltimore Sun. But nonetheless, all these years later, Rick Vaughn comes on and I get melancholy, and he made me cry in the segment. He told me this story about Joe Maddon and this dying kid. It's unbelievable. I mean, Rick's just one of the great humans that I've known, and he's a PR guy. And you know what he never was? A bullshitter. He never lied. He never had to lie. He never went in front of the media and made stuff up. He didn't do any of that. And then Angelos bought the team and he had to go. He went work for the Redskins for 10 minutes, wound up in Tampa trying to build whatever that thing we've witnessed the last couple of days is down there, where they've had great baseball. And he even said to me, and this was heartbreaking, he said this in the segment, he's like, I'm not sure baseball works in South Florida. I'm like, you've been trying to sell it for 30 years, Rick. He's like, it's not working. Have you seen the crowds? It's not working. You know, but nonetheless, we talked about rebuilding the Orioles. We talked about what they did then in the absence of the Colts. I mean, we're going way back, machine, 30 years, right?
Yeah,
but we're going back to what you and I were talking about civically. How do we pick it back up again? How do we make the new Lexington market relevant? How do we make Wilkins Avenue relevant? How do we make Harbor Place, which now we're going back another, you know, another generation, if you're going back to Harbor Place, when you're talking about Camden Yards and the Aquarium and the Science Center, how do we become relevant again. And my friend Todd Yohannick just got hired at BOPA by the mayor. We're trying to figure out tourism. You're trying to figure out roofing. We're all trying to figure out how to make the city better. And you know what we all decided 40 years ago, Bill? We decided we got to trust somebody. Let's trust Brooks Robinson. Let's trust Cal Ripken. We lost the Colts. That drunk scumbag from Skokie, Illinois, took our football team. Let's make the baseball team the centerpiece of the city. Let's build our gateway arch, Camden Yards. Let's fill it with people, black people, white people, young people. Let's make the courtyard open all day and have a beautiful restaurant at the top that everyone wants to eat at. These were the visions
Yeah, sure.
that all came and went. And I bought into that. I bought a condo with this view in 2003, kind of thinking it would come back and Angelos would be long dead by now. And some sane human would have bought the team, that there would never be a thing called the Washington Nationals, because Peter told me there'd never be a Washington Senator. Rah, 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 rah. All the lies he told me at the barn that I pretty much knew were lies. And I think about, like, a guy like Rick Vaughn couldn't work in this environment, had to leave. Can't really work in baseball because he can't do Greg Bader's job at this point. And his whole gig, and Marty Conway and Janet Marie Smith, was to get your grandfather to buy four seats, move their mezzanine seats from Cole Roofing over to the stadium. Angelos came in and screwed everybody, put all of his buddies down into the seats. Like, it was a fiasco. I mean, I was on the radio every day talking about it every day when we didn't have a football team. It was the only thing other than Gary Williams and Walt Williams to focus on, and Joe Smith in 1992 and 3 and 4. But Rick talked about the amount of sweat equity and Larry Lucchino's passion to get it right, and Janet Marie Smith's passion to get it right, and that the ushers, the ticket tape, just everything was about getting it right. And it was about never taking a guy like Nestor and making him feel like unwelcome at the ballpark. I mean, when I have Charles Steinberg on, who ran the Red Sox and has a fistful of rings with Larry Lucchino, all he talks about is, like, he could never believe that the Angelos family would want to treat an Aparicio or a Surhoff or a Bordick or a Ripken or a Flanagan or a Citizen or a Cole Roofing or an anybody poorly ever. Or have my buddy Jeff Amter in the hospital fighting for his life, and he loves the Orioles and he can't watch him. You know why? They're on Masson 2 or Peacock or Apple this or whatever. He's a retired school teacher. He used to run up and down Skipjack games with the hat on, yelling Skipper. I mean, a true guy who would be buried in a Brooks Robinson jersey. And he is fighting for his life, and they won't put the baseball games on. My mother had this in the nursing home, but the game was on Masson 2. They didn't get it. So, like, I just think that there's no community. John Angelos is a fraud, a liar. Bisciotti's off on a boat. And I'm trying to figure out how the sports teams are going to put this all together. Is it going to be the gambling? All the gambling palaces they're going to build around to bet on all of this? Because it feels like betting is their juice. They're now making the dice game, setting the rules of the dice game, taking the action on the dice game, and then paying out on the dice game as to whether an umpire calls strike or ball. It's, I mean, it
Do you
really, we've
know?
come a long way in 30 years from Rick Vaughn and Charlie Steinberg and Bob Brown, and, like, people trying to get the paper and the radio and the TV and the socials and the fan clubs and the boosters and the sports night dinner at Our Lady of Fatima. You know what I mean? Like,
Right.
we've lost this. Lamar's got $52 million, and he's telling people to perform fellatio on each other in Pennsylvania. Like, and we just were like, yeah, that's fine, that's good. Is he going to run, and can we bet on it?
I was going to tell you that you can bet on the NBA draft, and the number one pick is minus 50,000. So, like, it's so known that he's going first, but you are still able to bet on it. Like, if you bet a
You can
billion
bet on
dollars,
whether
like, the
Bradley
only
Beal's ever going to
way.
play a game for the new team. Like, I get
Right.
these odds every day. And, like,
That's
listen, I'll
crazy.
pimp it. I'll play an ad. I'll say, go do it. Every night I see these ads and ads and ads in the middle of the baseball game. And I think to myself, this is, it feels a little desperate, but it also feels like John Angelos is down in Annapolis right now fighting with Wes Moore about how to steal land, literally, from the community and build an emporium and housing that he drinks more money off of after screwing up the TV network, after screwing up the franchise, after emptying out the city, after playing a baseball game with tanks circling the city, after suing his brother and airing all of their dirty laundry, and going in front of what's left of the legitimate media on Martin Luther King Day and offering to open his books and then lying about it. And it's June 21st, and we're about to give him more than 600. And Wes really can't give him more than he gave Steve, right? I mean, like, so – and nobody's talking about it, dude. Nobody's talking about it. We're talking about billions of dollars being given away to billionaires who are absentee, who ban media members, intimidate them. And when my story becomes public – it's going to be even uglier because there's truth still left to be spilled on that. But the Angelos thing has been out in full view, and now he's going to heist the new governor for, I guess, whatever he wants, or he'll take the team to Nashville. They don't have a lease.
Right. So prepare for the surge of professional women's soccer, professional men's soccer. Maybe lacrosse leans in, but they've managed to screw that up for like 20 years, it seems like.
20?
Like they can't get over the hump, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that, but
it's always the growth game, but I'm waiting.
I know.
And meanwhile, you're watching F1 on the weekend, and the Saudis, the sheiks have come in and bought the rich white man's game.
Yeah, they've bought golf. Yeah, sure. That whole thing is crazy how that merger went.
Wonder how important sports is. How important is sports? So important that the Qataris, the Russians, the Chinese, and the Saudis are, it's their only way in other than TikTok and making and oil.
I think it's just it's the best money laundering. Like it's the, you know what I mean? Like it's sports washing or whatever.
They're going to give Messi $1.5 billion to come kick a soccer ball for a couple years. Just to legitimize them. He already danced on stage with them, right? Because he won the World Cup and they're standing there.
Right.
I mean, like that literally that was the whole, I mean, you saw that. That was one of the sickest things ever. They bought a World Cup by slushing money to fat, dead, drunk parrot owners living at the top of Trump Tower. You can Google that. There's been movies made on that. I know you've seen the movies. And now when Messi wins, the most famous man in the world in Argentina wins, the king gets to stand next to him and do the dance with Messi, and it legitimizes everything about the tournament. I mean, it's we move on. We march on. And 6 months later, the Saudis are like, here's a good idea. Let's buy Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. If we buy them, we F them all. You know, I mean, it's...
Right, but what's the purpose? Like, I hear you. I understand everything you said so far. But what's the
legitimacy?
End game?
What was the purpose for Peter Angelos to buy the Orioles? It wasn't to die eating pudding so his kids could fight over $2 billion. It was to be king. Same reason he ran for mayor. Significance. The king in Saudi Arabia has everything he wants. He can kill people, kill journalists, kill Washington Post journalists, kill Americans, like in another country, and chop them up into little pieces while they're alive. And that's still not good enough. I mean, he's got all the money in the world, all the women he's the king. They don't let women do things there. It's sick. And
I understand.
They're going to buy golf. And that's going to lead you two to play there. That's going to lead on a stage an exhibition game there. You know, like the Chinese already shut down the NBA, right? Effectively.
Right. But I just don't understand. Like, I hear you. I understand everything you said. But like, is it the slow play that it's going to unwind our belief in, you know, respecting women? Like, yeah, okay, don't go to Saudi Arabia, probably not a place you want to go because they kill people and shot them up and there's no consequences. Fine, we learned that. Okay, got it. But like,
But
The
when they
majority.
offer money, when they offer money, I mean, you know,
Right,
plenty of
because
people
they
I know
take it,
worked for
but
Peter
what
Angelos the
happened?
last 20
Right.
years knowing that he wasn't on the up and up. You know what I mean? Or they weren't trying to win, or like, I mean, plenty of people PR all sorts of things all day long. I mean, that's what PR is at this point. It's BSing at this point. It's not, it's getting out.
Okay,
It's
so,
Baghdad bobbing is
right,
what it is,
okay,
right?
but, well, okay, but in the case of the Orioles, you would make the argument that a cruddy owner leads to a cruddy product, which takes away this joy that we all used to have, right? And for, you know, a
And
dozen
the
years.
economics of it. Let's go back to John Angelos and Wes Moore. He's promising economic development that he has never delivered. But by the way,
Okay.
so right, so he's that is the promise. The promise is we're going to give you money for economic development. I mean, I guess that's what the red line's all about. It's economic development.
And all of that, we have a civic responsibility to pay attention to, opine. In theory, you're supposed to elect, you know, your state delegate and your city council member. You know, like you have, we have a system. You're supposed to elect these people to go argue on your behalf of the opinions that you have, blah, blah, fine. But I, how does that, what is the negative consequences to the Saudi money? Like, and I'm not trying to be like, I understand the premise. Hey, why would you want bad guys, right? Like, they're generally bad guys. We don't agree with their principles and the way they choose to live their lives, and it's wrong.
Well, it turns the whole wing of
But
golf into a propaganda machine for them in whatever way they wish to do it.
okay, but
I
what
mean,
does that mean? Are we all do I mean, do we believe that we're dumb enough that somehow they're going to convince us that their treatment of women is the way to go? Like, we're not going backwards on that concept, right? Like, that's not in the cards. So I don't really care, you know what I mean? Like, or that we have all decided that we shouldn't do solar, we should only consume oil. Like, we're not going to go back on that concept. Like, we might debate the percentage mix of stuff, but nobody's sitting here saying we shouldn't have any solar and we should only use oil. No one's saying that, right? So I just don't, I understand the concern around letting, you know, this guy who's got a bad reputation into the party, right? We let him sit down at the poker table. He's got a bad reputation. Yeah. But look, he's gonna put his money up, and we're gonna beat him at poker because he sucks. So we're gonna make more money. Like, I just don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hear you. It legitimizes them. Fine. Look, they sell more
he can
oil than
buy
anybody.
anything he
They're
wants.
already right. They're already legitimate. Like they right. They have airlines, and they, I mean, yeah. So, and it's dubious to get the World Cup
Well, it's not much different than
because.
Bisciotti and Angelos when they own the franchises in the city. They can get whatever they want. I mean, literally. Like, and that's where we are with the Orioles. What do they want? What are they going to get? They can get whatever they want because they have the money to do that. They have the lawyers to do that. You know, they can get whatever they want. This is just about getting it to
Yeah.
have it. I don't
Which I
look, I'm not going to
understand, but
get
I mean,
into the
that's the
mind of a
system.
Saudi Arabian sheikh as
No,
to why
I
they
just.
picked golf. Golf was available to them. Golf was something they could have without having to start a war.
I get it. The same thing. I mean, golf, the World Cup, you know, I mean, look, that was about legitimizing them as a sports country or whatever. And
Well, what are the
they
Olympics about?
did
We're
it, right.
the greatest. I
Sure.
mean, that's what it's been about for a couple hundred years, right?
Yeah, I just don't know how that changes like the GDP of your
Hey,
country
listen, it
or
wouldn't be any different
the
than
living
saying
standard of
Baltimore's
your
better than
middle
Pittsburgh
class.
because the football team wins. That's really not how it works, right? We like to think that's how it works, that we're better than you when our football team wins, but that doesn't make it a better place. Right. And
Well,
part of these
yes, it
sports
sure
teams taking
does.
money is they're going to make the community a better. Bill,
Right.
I
Yeah.
pitched this. Go
That's
read my books. Like, I
so.
pitched this as a premise that life is better in Baltimore with the Orioles and the Ravens. I've been pitching
Totally.
that premise on this radio airway for 25 years, on my show for 31 years. I've never backed down from that, but I've always been of the mindset it would be better if it were better run, like it used to be when it was a community organization, when people like Rick Vaughn were there and 3.5 million people were there, because people felt like the Orioles were a family member. I have been treated as such, and I've seen, witnessed too much with my own eyes, not just in my direction, but in a general, in every direction. I mean, if you've witnessed this over 30 years and you can't love it, clap for it, put a jersey on, and still acknowledge how rancid it is. Like, if you can't do that, then you're not. I mean, Mueller and I would get sideways all the time, because you can
No.
acknowledge that 100 losses is 100 losses. You can acknowledge that poor community development, poor community relations, poor everything. I mean, the Angelos family with the baseball team, everything about it has been a poor experience for a long, long, long time, other than the stadium they didn't build.
I we're on the same page around a winning sports franchise is rocket fuel for a community, right? Like the restaurants do better, everything is better. Like just traffic is better because people let people over, nobody's waking up on Monday morning pissed off because the Ravens lost,
Yeah,
right?
when are the orange and
So
black flags coming out for the cars? When are we doing those?
so and I guess I just am struggling with this, and maybe there's someone that will hear this and like smack me across the face because I'm just so naive. But like, I get it. The Saudis are bad, have a bad reputation, and believe in things that we don't agree with. I just don't understand how, like, what that leads to, what the negative, like, deterioration of our society that is going to occur. Like, hey man, people believe all kinds of weird stuff, right? And over time, the
The
things that
Saudi
are.
Arabian king will be telling Jim Nantz what he can say. I mean, like, I watched golf the other night. I watched it all night from LA. I was on at 9 o'clock at night. I was kind of pulling for Fowler early in the day, and then I kind of had a, Rory thing for a little while. I mean, my hair is long and I'm Hispanic and all, but I watch golf. I watch the majors. I talk about things. I've been on a golf course twice this month. So my back's actually feeling a little better. Thank you, Steve Luca. I love you. I mean, have you seen what's happened with the NFL, the broadcasts, and Roger Goodell, and head trauma,
But
and
that doesn't have anything to do with
they
Saudis.
control the
That's
message. But what
right.
I'm saying is,
That's
nothing
about money.
happens if it doesn't happen at the pleasure of Roger Goodell and Steve Bisciotti. Like, and that's just a fact. There's nothing you'll see on ESPN, no one you'll see on NFL Network, no one you'll see on television, no one with a media pass that. I mean, at the end of the day, Steve Bisciotti's doing this to me, not Chad Steele. And Steve Bisciotti's doing it because he's a billionaire and he doesn't give up. Right. And he's got lawyers. And he can chop my head off, my media head off, and say, your career's over. You're out. And so because he's rich. So I've seen the power and the money and the influence and what it does to the media and what it does to the mindset of saying, oh, all of the NFL program is going to be controlled by the NFL. It's like going to Ravens.com and thinking you're getting like truth. You're getting 24-hour a day cheerleading and PR from a 24-hour a day well-paid staff by a billionaire to sell that to you on the fandom side. And then people like me that may report truths about Lamar Jackson's contract or something he actually said on Twitter
But
last
they're
night.
not, but the but their desire to grab control of that isn't against you. It's
I
against
understand that.
CBS and Viacom and all these other people
No,
who
it's
are
just a power
making a
play,
living,
man. It's just a
right?
power
All
play.
those other people who are making money on their
But you're
product.
asking why the Saudi Arabian king, like, what happens? What happens is you're watching golf on Sunday night, and everything about it has to be approved by the king. And I lived through that. You know how I lived through that? Go read the Peter Principles. That when Toyota wanted to put a sign on the outfield wall, Peter hated foreign cars and wouldn't allow it. When the Bank of America came in and said our logo's red, white, and blue, he's like, nah, it doesn't look good on the wall. Change the colors of your logo. When Chick-fil-A said we're going to put a cow on the outfield wall, and it was sold, the salesman did all the work. They did everything they needed to do. They had, and all of a sudden, I put a cow on my wall, and the deal's over with. So, like, I don't like John Lowenstein. Oh, John Miller. That Davey Johnson, that Aparicio, that Rick Dempsey. Come on, man.
And
That's how
but
it
then what did we
changes.
do?
That's
Right, but what
exactly
did
how it
I
changes.
understand? And then what did we do?
We went to the game anyway and gave him money, and
Not
people
really.
looked the other way.
No, not really. For the last decade, there's been 2,500 people going to the game. Right?
And they're
So
still
like,
making $1 billion.
well, that's TV. I mean, I
That's
get
too
it.
big to fail. That's Saudi Arabia. That's the king.
Okay.
That's too big to fail. Listen, Rick Vaughn, go back and listen to Rick Vaughn now. And listen to early Kevin Byrne, not late Kevin Byrne, but early Kevin Byrne when he's coming here trying to. I said to Rick Vaughn, I said to Rick, put your head in this. You're old enough. Bill Cole's here, Cole Roofing, Gordian Energy, does roofs and good advice.
Well,
Put your head into
currently
this.
questionable
Rick
advice.
Vaughn, when Rick Vaughn said to me, "Hey, you're young. You can walk from parking lot B to parking lot A. You can do a little more walking. Let Jim Henneman and Joe Gross, the older guys have the better." And like, and I'm a kid and I got long hair, whatever. But at that, I said to him, I said, "Rick, at that moment in your life, did you ever think there'd be a football team here? No, no way. There was no way we were ever going to get a football team, right?" So. And I said, "Rick, did you ever think a football team could come in 1995, 3 years after Camden Yards was built, and build a stadium, come in wearing purple uniforms with a stolen franchise, and say to the fans of the newly named Mustang, Maverick, American Ravens that before we even come, you're going to have to like pay for the timeshare. You're going to have to write a check for thousands of dollars for the right, to be thrown out of your seat by Chad Steele 27 years later, after paying for it for 27 years, you'll earn that right." And I said to Rick, it was an inconceivable concept that this city could be so excited that we all wrote. I wrote a $5,000 check in 1995, right? Like that we would all write a check to have a team instead of having a camper, instead of having a boat, instead of chasing girls, instead of going on a vacation, instead of doing things, instead of investing the money. Leonard Raskin will appreciate that. We invested in PSL,
I
right?
agree.
So, and the Orioles had Cal Ripken, Davey Johnson, 100 Webb, blah, 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 blah. And the Ravens' premise, the Modell family premise was give us a lot of money for the right to use the beach. And we bought into that. And I said to him, so here we are 30 years later. The baseball team like has really good players. The city has challenges. We discussed that earlier. Like, if I hire you and Marty Conway and all these guys that come back, the first thing you'd say is, you gotta go shake hands with people. You gotta be nice to people. Where's the owner? Where's the guy in charge? Where's the president? Where's the manager? Where's the chair? Like, we get you need to be out with people. Where's the fan club? Where's the glee club? Where's the pep band? Where are my players? Where are my star players? What are they doing? What are we doing to sell tickets? Are we giving tickets? What are we doing? Why is the upper deck empty? Let's get some people out here. We're winning games. And I don't sense that that's going on at Camden Yards. I mean, I don't feel they're not trying to sell me a ticket. They're not trying to get me back. They're like, they put the games on places I can't find them. I wanted to watch the game Sunday and I couldn't. Like, life for fans like Jeff Amters in the hospital, he can't watch the game. Like, so I'm wondering. I know what built it the first time. It got my heart, still has my heart, right? Like, I'm still here doing this because it got my heart the first time. What's going to do that this time? They're winning. Man, some people are coming, but this would be used against us if people don't come. If people don't come, John Angelos is going to say, "Hey, we're winning. It's time to go to Nashville. I don't have a lease." Because that's next. I mean, it really is.
And I'm on the fence as to what the like sure a true blue Baltimorean like my love that like Baltimore without the Orioles is just a weird future that I can't imagine,
Well,
right?
your dad felt that way about the
But
Colts. So did my dad.
okay, right. So, but if I step over here and I say Bill Cole, the civic minded, community oriented, want to lift all our neighbors up. I'm not sure that the right solution isn't. See ya. Good luck.
Giving
Enjoy Nashville.
$1 billion to
Enjoy Nashville.
I don't even have a word for what John Angelo says at this. He's a liar. I mean, he stood in front of the media. I mean, that shit just wouldn't have flown 30 years ago because there would have been accountability. Somebody like me, 10 people like me, and Phil Jackman and Ken Rosenthal and Jerry Sandusky, who's hiding somewhere, that there would have been accountability. There would have been
Maybe.
questions raised for the community to say, we're about to give a bunch of money to the Angelos family for civic improvement. Like, literally, that's what we're about to do. And to Major League Baseball and this trust, because they've done such a good job in Oakland and Tampa and Baltimore and Pittsburgh and Kansas City's empty again. Like,
But Ness, that's why.
I'm with you. Like, what are we giving away? What
Right.
are we asking for? What's the vision here? And why would John Angelos's vision be a vision that I would buy into or you would buy into with our own money, let alone our civic money? We bought into the Modell thing, right? Like, we gave them the PSLs and we built the thing and it was fun for a while, and now they're trying to sell tickets and things have changed and cities changed the knee and all of that stuff. But with the baseball team, this is in front of us, dude. Like, the team's winning. People are sort of kind of going. We're excited about it. The people who are excited, but this is very challenging. Like,
But
trying to build this, even when they're winning.
that is the evolution of, Nasty Nestor from the 90s into the Nestor with Baltimore Positive today. See, find me a sports reporter who's on the sports beat who isn't going to say, well, you got to do whatever you got to do to keep the Orioles here, right? They're part of the fabric. Like it's their job and it's their team and they love them and they've always been here. So we're going to do whatever we're going to do. And the economic casualties that come from that is not a story to them. That's not a topic that gets discussed because
It's
that's on the
all they talk about on Fox 45. It's
sports page,
all they
right? So
talk
the
about
sports
is the
page.
city is bad. The bad is the city. City is bad. Bad is city. Let's give $1 billion to a billionaire who's done
Right.
nothing, who
The
doesn't even live
sports
here, who's a
page,
liar.
right. The sports page
Because
says,
Adley Rutschman looks good in his uniform.
keep the sports over here. Everything is fine. Don't count the money. It's all good. The other page of the paper says things are bad. We need to fix them. Da, da, da. No one, the Nestor's the only one, right, that's crossing that bridge now.
Well,
So
show
my
me somebody else
question
that's
is,
crossing that bridge.
I agree, Ness. I agree. I mean,
Who right
even.
now would pay money for a PSL? Who would pay anything for a PSL right now? If you had to reach into your pocket and buy your seat all over again right now, who would do that? I mean, it's
My
insane
assumption is
premise.
all of the people who probably can't afford them, they're the people that they are preying on, right? Because they're the ones that want to go. They're the ones that didn't get to experience it the first time around. They're the ones who were locked out. Those were the ones who,
I
got
saw Ray
free
Lewis
tickets.
dance every week and paid a fortune to do it, and spend half my life chasing people around in purple underwear. Like, and I know how they've treated me. I know the lack of integrity that they've had, and I'm going to share that with the whole world. And because I can, and I should, and I must, and I shall. And they just got $600 million to fix a stadium so they can make more money on game day. And they can't sell their tickets because they're throwing people like me out. And the owner's on a boat somewhere, not asking questions. And he's sending his employees down to Annapolis to shake hands, take a check, and not take questions. It's
Because,
insane. I mean, it's
well,
really
but
insane.
it's
When
really
I talk
not.
about him
Hold
like
on.
that, it's insane because
It's
this could
not
have
insane.
never have
Hold
happened
on.
30 years ago.
It's not insane. Okay. Look at how much money is spent to create content on platforms like Netflix or Apple TV or Disney making Avenger movies or whatever that go to the box office. Look at how much money is spent creating that
And
stuff.
none of that can touch a Denver Broncos game on Thursday night. Nothing.
They are the kings of content. They are the king. Like, you don't have to script it. You don't have to write it. Like, the crazy
And
stuff
by the way, you want to
happens. It
bet on
has
it?
to be
It's fun to
done.
bet on.
It is fun to bet on, right? It adds this extra little juice to it. Christ, Ness, you can bet on the first quarter. And if you lose on the first quarter, you can bet on the second quarter. You can make sure
You don't need to wait
you're
for
winning
Sunday
all the way
night or
to
Monday
the
night to
end.
chase your beats. There's no doubt about that.
So I mean, they have that advantage that while people play games and other people want to watch, that is content creation in some of the most efficient. I mean, think about it. They're actually getting paid for people to watch them create the content, almost like a daytime TV show where there's people buying tickets to watch from the audience, because that's all it is. All it is content.
But you say that, and then the king of Saudi Arabia buys golf, and you wonder what his end game is. And his end game isn't to create content. His end game is to create influence and significance and ego. And ego, I mean, come on, man. We've left that, we haven't used that word yet. I mean,
But
that was
ego
the
doesn't.
whole Angelos thing, wasn't he? He didn't love the Orioles. He didn't love baseball. He didn't know dick about baseball when he bought the team. Like, literally, Stedman wrote at length about, he didn't know anything about baseball. He bought the team so he could feel like the king, because he always wanted to be the king.
Totally agree, and
The fact
buy
that
in.
he got wealthy screwing it up is an amazing byproduct of how impervious to reality American sports ownership has become. It really is. I should
Totally
drop the
buy
mic after
into
that. That
the
was pretty profound.
ego. Right.
Yeah. It's
Totally
almost Jim Nance.
buy.
Jim Nance would get fired for saying that on the golf.
Totally buy into the ego play. But to me, the ego play just doesn't have consequences that impact my life. And like, honestly, if they ruin golf, fine. Fine. I'll find something else to do.
You're
Like,
already watching F1. They'll buy that
right. I
next.
mean, like, well, right. I mean, I don't, I'm sure they already are, right? I mean, come on. It's like, it's the billionaire sport. Like, give me a break. So I just don't know. Like, I don't know. That's fine. I to
Well, we're getting
me.
back to sports, and we meandered from, Saudi Arabia and China and Russia and Qatar to here in Baltimore and saying, how important is it? It's so important that the king of Saudi Arabia has decided to buy golf and that these countries buy things. How important is it? Baltimore's about to, like, give away the ransom to the Angelos family
Wait,
again.
but ex tell me, right?
Or
Like
else, or else,
there's
you
this
know?
whole, yeah, but there's this whole movement of reshoring, right? Like we learned in the pandemic, oh my gosh, we can't get all our antibiotics from China, because if China decides they don't want to send us antibiotics, we're screwed. So in that warehouse behind you on that picture,
Well, the
if we built,
reshoring was supposed to be Angelos and Bisciotti were Maryland, Baltimore people. They were
if
local
we,
residents.
I understand, but if we turn that warehouse and that stadium into an antibiotic manufacturing facility, and we created a 2,000 jobs, and we could train people how to use the computers and the robots that actually make the drug,
I can't bet on
whatever.
that. That's
I
not
know,
fun.
but does that pick the city up better than a World Series? I
At
don't know.
55, I
I don't
obviously would,
know.
having watched really, really poor ownership wreck something that was designed to be awesome and has been awesome in St. Louis and Boston and lots of places. Places where, especially in small communities and small towns, where when you went to Gilman, you actually have friends and people like you and everybody surrounds you and wants to be a part of it. Rick Vaughn talked about the owner of the Tampa Lightning. Now, this is a guy who's a PR guy for the Tampa Rays, right? Who always wanted to be a big deal there, and they won, and they had Joe Maddon, and World's, and in a baseball state where people can play 12 months a year, and there's a Hispanic population that plays baseball and highlight. But the Lightning put a hockey puck in Tampa, and they own the city. I don't know if you know that or not. If you've been to Tampa, Buccaneers 5 minutes with Tom Brady, that's fine. The Glazers, they've won, that's good. It's the NFL that owns everything. But I've been down there to Bucs games when there's been, 5,000 people there. When Joe Flacco was throwing six touchdowns, and like the Bolts, the Tampa Bay Lightning put a hockey team there in a non-hockey community with a lot of transient people, and they put feet on the street and they own the community there. They
I
own the
find,
community because they're in the community.
right.
They are a part of the community. Everything the Orioles and the Ravens have talked about being and have wanted to be, but aren't really. I mean,
Well, they were. They used to be. The Ravens used to be. I
used to be.
mean,
Right. Used to be. That's a
I don't know.
really sad thing to say that you would say that used to be because you were at my barn shows. You
I
know.
was,
Yeah.
right. I mean, that was from 96 to I mean, I would certainly the second Super Bowl experience was not the same as the
Because
first.
Harbaugh was running the team. It all changed when Brian got fired. I promise you
Yeah.
that. John's paranoid. John is
Or the Modells,
fundamentally
right? Or the
a
Modells.
paranoid, weird man.
Right. I
Brian
get
Billick
that.
is
Yeah. Yes.
fundamentally front-facing,
Right.
fundamentally honest,
Right.
fundamentally just doesn't care. You know,
Right.
like his mindset is I'm going to take mine and, against yours, and we're going to have at it. And I don't care what, you know, you go
Right.
do all the research you want. We're going to do our thing, and we'll be ready for you. And he understood the media side of the importance of growing the game and growing the franchise, and all of that changed. You know, where have you seen John Harbaugh in the community? Where, I mean, seriously, he does the FCA thing every year. That's his thing. That's what he
Right.
does. And then, you know, he doesn't vacation in Ocean City. He's not around here. He doesn't want to be around here. And when it's over, I don't think he'll be here. I think he'll, you know, like Brian left. There was nothing left for Brian here. He left. There's, you know, nothing left for Davey Johnson here, or there's
Brian
Buck
didn't really
Showalter. I
leave,
mean, they don't
though,
leave
right?
things
Brian
behind, is
didn't
what I'm
really
saying.
leave.
Ray
Yeah.
Lewis, Ray Lewis, John Ogden, they don't live. I mean, they take money, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, and go wherever home is. Lamar will take it to South Florida, and I mean, he'll leave $1 million here and do put his name on a field somewhere, and that'll feel nice and good. Like Brady Anderson has his name on tennis courts that are overrun with a mess 5 feet away from this. Like, that's not. Eddie Murray had
And
his name on the Nature Center, his mother's name. I love that Nature Center in West Baltimore. But like at the end of the day, is sports really leaving something or taking something? At this point, when the billionaires come in, they're taking something.
Ed Reed still participates in our community.
He does. So did Goose.
Yeah.
I don't see Joe around here, but I don't know that Joe's beloved.
Right.
And that's
It's
weird.
so disturbing, right? It's
All he
just
ever did was win and be a good guy.
right. But he wasn't fiery enough, so we don't really like him. He
Yeah,
never yelled at
he
anybody.
never acted like a jerk.
Right.
We didn't like him.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, look, we've had this discussion about the Orioles in Nashville and leaving and staying and all that. And I
I
think
don't
it's
think
a
it's ever really going to happen. I think the threat is going to make it so
I
all
am
the chips go to the king.
I
And
get that, but how do you have a real straightforward discussion with empirical evidence around positives and negatives,
well, how
right?
about
Like
if John Angelos were a decent human asking for all this money? He would be sitting next to me over at Spirits West for a couple of hours, like his old man did, and telling me whatever's on his mind. I mean, and I get the challenge whether it's a lie or not. Like, when are you opening your books? That's question one when you offer it and you're a fraud. But that is the fundamental problem, is that there's never going to be any front facing because it's not who they are. It's not what they believe in. It's not what Steve believes in anymore. That's why I'm thrown out. That's why I could be flying to Florida to have a press conference and be literally put in the back of the bus by an owner.
I don't really think the Angelos is or any sports owner has the responsibility to open their books to people.
I don't think so either. But I think
Right.
if they're taking $1 billion of public money, they're not a private
Well,
company anymore.
I don't know that that's true, and I still don't know that that's a precursor to opening the books. What they should have to do is they should have to explain how that $1 billion is supporting the taxpayers who are paying it. Right. And if somehow
I'm
that
waiting for
isn't.
Chad Steele and Sashi Brown to do that in Annapolis the day they went down there and took the check and rolled
I
home.
don't, you know, I don't know. I mean, that to me is the obligation. The obligation is you're supposed to show how this helps the taxpayers, why
That's what
this
every
is.
politician is supposed to do, right?
I think so. I think so.
Right?
I mean, there's some, yeah, I mean, there's
There's still,
probably
look,
some.
man, we've been at this a while, and we'll continue to be at this. But it is my, it is my wish as an older man now, having done this and my 25th anniversary of doing this, it is my wish that they figure this out. Whatever this is, that they figure it out for the good of the city. Because I've been pimping this shit for 30 years for them, and all they've done is make money and been jerks and emptied the city out. You know what I mean? The Ravens are less than they were. The Orioles are way less than they were and way less than they could have ever been. We're gonna see what the Ravens have in store and who the next owner is going to be, because Steve's not giving it to his kids. John thinks he's going to own this forever or put boots in the ground in Nashville and swap out a friend. I mean, I don't know what John thinks, because whatever John would think sitting next to me, I think John's a liar. So there's a fundamental problem about him already being dishonest, all the stuff with his family, hiding for the last 30 years, all of it. All of it is not good. And it wouldn't be good to do business in any respect with someone with that sort of track record. But the state's about to do that, and Wes is about to do that for the good of the community. I mean, nobody wants to lose the Orioles, but what is the future? What's the plan here, fellas? And who are you going to share the plan with? Your stakeholders, your partners? Like, I mean, if you're not sharing it with the community and the people who are paying the bill and empowered you to be wealthier, I mean, Steve bought the franchise for $575 million. It's worth $5 billion.
Yeah, I know.
He's the big
Yeah, but
winner.
that's not his, but that's not his fault, right? Like, you can't hold that
I'm
against
not,
him.
no. All I ask for is a press conference once a year where you speak to the people and take honest questions and put an honest foot forward to front face and say, thank you. Here's what we're doing. Here's why you should have confidence in us. Here's why we've always had integrity here, and you can trust us. I can't trust Steve Bisciotti. Certainly can't trust Chad Steele. You know what I mean? Seriously, like, you're
I'd
asking
love
me
for
as
it
a
to be
citizen, as a
Utopia.
friend, as a sponsor, as a radio host, as a human being, like, in any way, are these people of integrity? They're not. They're not. And if you're asking if John Angelos is a man of integrity that we're about to give this, he's not. He's just not. We know that going in. Now, all that being said, so what is the plan? And who's going to be held accountable for giving all this money to these billionaires? Because I'm not allowed to hold him accountable, right? They're not taking questions from me. They'll take them from Luke because he's the white guy. But they won't take them from me. It's insane. It really is. These are billion-dollar companies taking money from our people. It's
So
fact.
that's fundamentally your complaint, your chief complaint today
Fundamentally, my
is
complaint
I
is
want to
that they
understand why they gave 600 million to the Ravens.
stand up, say thank you, and tell me what you're going to do with the
Okay,
money.
you don't get to tell people to thank you. Like we love doing business and being around people who thank people because it's just a nice thing to do, but you don't get to tell people that, right? But what you do get to do is you get to say, hey, that's my money as a taxpayer. Prove that you need the money. Show the state how you're getting a return. Show the city how you're getting a return. That's a real, I
And show
believe
me the
that's a
track
real
record of what
obligation.
you've done to
Yeah,
deserve this.
that's a real obligation that should exist in the government governance, you know.
But when you go into the voting booth and you say, show me confidence, Ben Cardin or not Ben Cardin or Larry Hogan or whoever you're voting for, you are putting a vote forward for that person's integrity, whether you believe that or not, you are. If you don't believe they have integrity, you shouldn't vote for them.
Well, again, I love you, Nestor. Utopia is a wonderful place to live in.
We live in Baltimore.
Typically, all of the names on the list, I'm saying I don't really believe they have integrity. I don't really believe they have integrity. I don't really, because there are career politicians and they've changed their minds and they've changed their positions and they've been inconsistent and
And they've offered to open their books to the
they're in it
public.
for all the wrong reasons. And yeah, I mean, like this is just where we are.
We
And
don't
you
get to vote
know,
for owners, though. They just that's my point. My point is we don't vote for them. We just should hold them accountable. How about that? We should just hold them accountable. Whatever accountability is, we should hold them accountable for the money, for the responsibility, for the brand, for it saying Baltimore on it, and it should stand for, and not on in some PR way that's manufactured by Chad Steele and Greg Bader. And it was never manufactured with Rick Vaughn. The Orioles were a real thing. I mean, so when we see Adley Rutschman here in the offseason and we see him put up a flag, then we'll know. When we, Lamar is what Lamar is. I mean, I don't see that changing. I don't think he's, I mean, we've seen 5 years of Lamar. We're going to get what we're going to get.
Yeah, my sense is Lamar is probably just like the millennial version of the superstar
Right.
professional athlete.
He would have
You
been
know what I
happy to
mean?
take the
Like
money in Indianapolis or
he
Atlanta.
grew up in a
Yeah.
different world, in a different time, in a different place, with different stuff, with social media, with all these other things that just crafted him into a different kind of human that is different than the humans we
Hey,
grew
I'll
up
say
with.
this about the Orioles, and I don't experience, I only experienced them through Rob Long and a translator at the end of the game. They seem like good people, the kids playing on the team. Like
Right.
they've won
Yeah.
me to the extent more so than even the previous generation. I wasn't a big fan of the pie in the face, and I like disposition. I like friendliness. I like good people. I like people I can cheer for, people I want to root for, and not necessarily just about the way they play the game, but about the
Right.
kind of people they are. And that's
Sure.
been my position for 31 years, and that's really never changed. Just in I root for good people, and it's why I never had a Terrell Suggs jersey. You know what I mean? It's why I never had a Rafael Palmeiro jersey. I did have an Albert Bell jersey, then I met him and I got rid of it. Bill Cole is here. He is Cole Roofing and Gordy Energy. Tell people what you do, because we've been at this an hour and a half, and I'm gonna have to break this into three segments, or no sponsor's gonna be read at this point.
Right. Well, we apparently talk about all kinds of crazy stuff with Esther, but in the meantime, commercial roofing and solar, it's summer, we're going gangbusters. It's either a repair to get you down the road, a replacement to fix you today, something new. Like we do all different size stuff, all different things. And then on the solar, again, it continues to be this new discussion, something that everyone hasn't bought before, but look, we love to help people kick the tires, figure out whether it makes sense for them, and then ultimately build it for them. So,
I'm gonna
happy.
start a rumor. I'm gonna start a rumor right now. All right, that Cole Roofing is so devious and so self-interested that they really are looking for the Orioles to leave so they can put a dome on the stadium and we can have a solar roof, because it would benefit Cole Roofing to have a roof on the stadium, wouldn't it?
No, it
No, it
wouldn't
wouldn't.
benefit Cole
No,
Roofing,
I'm just kidding you.
but 2,000 more high-paying jobs would benefit our
Ah, see,
city.
now we're at the, we're at but I people wonder what roofs have to do with stadiums, and I'm thinking we played in Tropicana Field all week. I told Rick Vaughn I don't hate going in there. He's like, you know what, our fans never hated it because it's 98 degrees here and they go inside and it's
Right,
nice in
it's
there.
nice. Yeah, sure.
Well, I think you've had the original business at roofing, because I think, like, if you and I were like Gilligan's Island and we got shipwrecked, the first thing we'd have to have is a roof. So I
Yeah.
think you're in the original business. Like my friends at Royal Farms, they're bringing the coffee first thing in the morning. All right, dude, I appreciate you. I
Yeah.
hope you don't, I didn't make any enemies in the community here with facts, but like I am very concerned after pimping this for 30 years, what the next 30 years looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Just
I
in
don't.
general sense of how are the Ravens going to dust themselves off? First off, the Ravens need better people in their organization. I promise you that. They had better humans working in their organization 25 years ago, as opposed to what they have now. The Orioles, I don't. They had better humans working in. Yeah, they have better baseball players right now. But I really want to see this do well, and I don't know how it can without feet on the street. And I've been saying that
Yeah,
forever.
and I just want to make at least one clarifying statement, and that's that I am not a Saudi Arabia apologist. Like, my statements are driven from a curiosity to understand it all better so that we can make better arguments. Because whatever set of arguments we made, it wasn't good enough for Phil to say no, and it wasn't good enough for the PGA to ultimately get in bed with them. So
It's a
what
lot of money.
I am, but that's my point. So what, we're not making good arguments. We're not making good arguments as to
The
why
argument
the
is
Saints
capitalism.
shouldn't.
Money will buy whatever you want, whatever you want.
Okay, then the state, it comes similar to the same. You're going to give sports owners hundreds of millions of dollars to do stadium renovations. Like, how does that benefit us locally? Blah, blah,
We're
whatever.
not
And you're
even going
going
to
to have.
obligate them to stand up at a press conference and say what we're going to do with the money. I mean, like, it's incredible that we, and
They'll have a press conference because it's going to be like this whole ribbon cutting and celebration thing. They'll tell
Yeah,
you
and
what they're going
Chad Steele will
to
do what he did the day Sashi Brown was
do.
out there before they threw me out, which was invite you to a press conference where you're not allowed to ask questions. Bill Cole, Cole Roofing, Guardian Energy, they're not putting a roof on the stadium. I was just having fun with you. You got all nervous on me, man. You can find him out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com. You can also find him at ColeRoofing.com and find the mug with my Roar Farms coffee each and every morning here on WNST. It's summertime. I'm watching baseball. The Mariners are in town. Luke's at the ballpark. The Ravens are on a little bit of a delay. And I'll be doing the Crab Cake Tour over at Spirits West on the west side of town, talking about running backs and contracts and money and money and more money. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.